charms of the powers and the gifts, girls. Learning lessons, hosting parties in this modern world. Stick around, a brighter day is guaranteed. Enjoy your time and some etiquette with Emily.
Hello, and welcome to the third episode of Etiquette with Emily. I'm your host, Emily Pertzborn. In my last episode, I introduced myself to all of you by telling you a bit more about who I am and what I do. I also gave you a lesson in introductions from the 1941 book, The New American Etiquette by Lily Haxworth Wallace, and I told you the story about how I fell in love with the topic of etiquette. Today, I will be sharing some unique party ideas from some of my favorite books on entertaining, 10 lessons in charm from the 1954 book, Secrets of Charm, and I will be sharing a tip of the week from one of my favorite books, Tiffany's Table Manners for Teenagers. To get this week started, I thought it would be fun to tell you about some things I'm currently loving. One of my big goals for 2024 is to make more time for artistic pursuits and hobbies. Every day I've been making an effort to sketch. I'm not a great illustrator, but I've really been enjoying copying illustrations from my vintage cookbook and etiquette book collections. I do think I'm improving, which feels great, and I'm excited to see where the pursuit takes me. I would love to be able to create illustrations for my upcoming newsletter and other projects. This is a bit random, but I've been loving drawing with pens, so I thought I'd share my all-time favorite pen of the last 15 years. It's the Uniball Micro Pen, and it is literally the only pen I write with. A couple weeks ago, I revamped my patio with tons of colorful plants, and it makes me so happy every time I walk out my front door. Some of the flowers I'm really loving are my geraniums, cyclamen, pansies, and tulips. I also decided to get some indoor bulbs, and my hyacinth finished blooming this morning, and it smells so good. I would really like to get into potted topiaries this year, so if you have any topiary advice, I am all ears. Today was an exciting mail day. A couple days ago, I purchased a first edition of Lillian Eichler's 1924, The Customs of Mankind, and I am so excited to start reading it after I finish my current etiquette read, which is How to Do It by Elsa Maxwell. Another 2024 goal is to start reading fiction again. I've been so obsessed with research over the last couple of years that I've totally neglected reading purely for pleasure. So I decided to reread one of my high school favorites, Great Expectations by Charles Dickens. I completely forgot how great this book is. I'm a little over halfway through, and I get so excited every night to read it in bed. I dog-eared a few pages that mentioned table manners, and it got me thinking maybe I should have a segment on this podcast or maybe the newsletter on etiquette in the media. So let me know if that's something you might be interested in. I hope you guys enjoyed hearing about some of my favorite current things, and I will continue to share stuff like this in future episodes. Now, let's move on to some unique party ideas. I love that in vintage books on entertaining that there are party recommendations for literally every random holiday you can think of. Great resource for party ideas is Betty Crocker's party book published in 1960. The chapter on children's birthday parties alone has so many great themed ideas, such as My Pet Party complete with a puppy dog cake, a faraway places party with globe invitations and hot dogs served with different relishes from around the world, and a space age adventure party with Sputnik cheeseburgers and Saturn sodas. Some other fun ideas in the book include a New Year's Eve buffet with a Chinese feast, a Lincoln's birthday dinner with a country-style supper, a Washington's birthday dinner with a cherry pie for dessert, a May Day spring festival with take-home bouquets for each guest, and a kitchen-themed bridal shower where guests bring a recipe card with their favorite family recipe and a kitchen gift that goes along with that recipe. The book also has inspired ideas for all the traditional holidays such as Easter, 4th of July, Halloween, Thanksgiving, and Christmas. Another great resource for party ideas is The Family Book of Home Entertaining, which also happens to be published in 1960. This book goes into great detail about every kind of dinner or event you could possibly throw, including anniversary celebrations, after-service coffee hour, fundraiser dinners, mother-daughter parties, art shows, garden week get-togethers, welcome parties for new neighbors on the block, after-the-game parties for children, and game nights. I love the idea that literally anything can be turned into a reason to celebrate. I would love to host and attend some of these types of events that center around the idea of community and gathering rather than just celebrating the traditional holidays. The last book I'm going to share ideas from is The Entertaining Bible, Martha Stewart's 1982 classic, Entertaining. Martha's parties center around the food being served, and some of her ideas include a midnight omelet supper for 30, a tempura party for 16, a country breakfast for 40, a Hawaiian luau for 20, and my favorite, a country pie party for 50. I really think I need to throw a pie party sometime. If you liked hearing some of these unique party ideas and would like more details on the specifics, please let me know. I'd be happy to make a party ideas segment in my newsletter and include all these details and recipes so you can throw your own events. As I very briefly mentioned in my last episode, my next topic is a book whose author is mentioned in my theme song. John Robert Powers owned a well-known New York modeling agency which opened in 1923 and was at its height in the 1940s before Ford models became the leader of the industry in the 50s. The models signed by this agency were coined Powers Girls. Grace Kelly is one of the most well-known of the Powers Girls. She and many other young ladies lived in the women's only Barbizon Hotel during her New York modeling career. The Powers Girls were not only expected to be beautiful, but they were also trained on how to behave and given guidance on everything from posture to fashion. Earlier in this episode, I mentioned a book I'm currently reading called How to Do It by Elsa Maxwell. Elsa was known to be one of the best party throwers in the world at the time and is quoted saying that she could give a party without debutantes, but she always made sure of including six Powers Girls. With all this being said, the Powers Girls were well known and admired by many. John Robert Powers made the smart move of capitalizing off the Powers name and published a book with co-author Mary Sue Miller, who was one of the original Powers Girls and founder of the Powers School. The book was published in 1954 and is called The Secrets of Charm. You know that scene in the first episode of Mrs. Maisel where Midge measures and writes down every part of her body and claims she has done this every day for 10 years, even when she was pregnant? I think this notion either came from this book or similar books at the time because the first chapter is solely focused on diet and measurements in a very unhealthy and obsessive way. As a reminder, these tips are not being shared for you to follow, but as a glimpse into life at this time. However, I'm going to pick 10 that I think could be applied to modern day without being mentally destructive. Without further ado, here are 10 lessons in charm from The Secrets of Charm. Number 1. A beauty diet consists of 6 glasses of water daily, a 15-minute walk outside daily, and 8 hours of sleep every night. Number 2. For good posture, lift your neck out of your shoulders, place your chin parallel to the floor, and pull your waist out of your hips. Number 3. There is only one way to break the fidget habit. Stop it. Whenever you begin to move your hands, ask yourself, is this gesture necessary? Within a week, you will exile useless gesticulation and inane toying with objects. Number 4. Gloves become your most feminine accessory if smoothed on the hand with the seams as straight as those of your hose. Number 5. The incidental motions you make count for as much in feminine mesmerism as do the basic ones of good posture and carriage. Number 6. At any gathering, whatever you do, don't tuck yourself away in a corner. People may not realize that shyness prompts your action. Number 7. Every woman of charm gives the appearance of having been endowed with some mysterious alchemy that instills her movements and gestures with miraculous grace and graciousness. But her secret lies in no potion sipped from a silver spoon at birth. Her grace is of her own making, the consequence of continuing study, observation, and application. Number 8. Your fashion sense grows apace when you place an individual touch on what you wear, jewelry, posy, glove, or scarf. When your dress infallibly wears all these tokens of fashion sense, it will be as distinctive and valid as your signature. Number 9. A woman's costume for any daytime occasion is not complete, nor does her appearance attain a high finish without a hat. Number 10. No facet of fashion projects your individuality, the essence that is you, as will color. A masterful use of it emphasizes the most intriguing aspects of your appearance and personality. Because this book is so chock full of fun lessons and charm, I will be sharing a part 2 in next week's episode. I hope you enjoyed learning a little bit about the Powers Girls and their cultural impact. It's now time for my tip of the week. This week's tip comes from one of my favorite books, Tiffany's Table Manners for Teenagers, published in 1961 and written by Walter Hoving, who was the chairman of Tiffany & Company. When you are eating soup, the soup spoon is tipped slightly away from you and is filled by moving it away from you, not toward you. Sip the soup from the side of the spoon or from the end, it makes no difference. And please, no noise. That concludes this week's episode of Etiquette with Emily. Next week, we will celebrate Valentine's Day by exploring courtship in ancient cultures, as well as some Valentine's Day celebration ideas from the 1959 Foodorama party book. I will also share 10 more lessons in charm from The Secrets of Charm, my answers to a couple listener questions, and a tip of the week from Marjorie Hillis's 1936 book, Live Alone and Like It. Thank you so much for listening. Please rate, review, and subscribe to this podcast, as well as follow Etiquette with Emily on Instagram. Don't forget to send me your questions about anything ranging from entertaining to fashion. You can email them to hello@emilypertzborn.com or message them on Instagram. A huge thanks to my friend Trace for writing and performing my theme song, as well as the insanely talented Holly Holland for illustrating my logo. Once again, my name is Emily Pertzborn, and I believe it's time to put out the fire and call in the cats. Good day to you.
Etiquette with Emily.